For us, we believe the elections were transparent, free, and fair. The observers could attest to that, both local and international observers, most of whom have shared their reports and their findings through what they witnessed and experienced during voter registration, during campaigning, and during election day itself, that is the voting day. So we are not the least surprised that they challenge it. It is their right. And secondly, we're not been moved by it. We know 100% that the elections were free and fair. They're just exercising their rights and they're entitled to it.
Badudu, Mr. Dabo and two of the candidates expressed concern about delays and that party agent raised issues that the Electoral Commission did not address in the run-up to the election, which they feel undermined the transparency and integrity of the election. How do you respond to that?
Mr. Peter, I think they need to be more specific when you talk about delay. Delay in what? The Independent Electoral Commission has all the time that they need in order to make sure that results that are coming in, it will definitely be verified and approved by all the agent reps within the IC before results are announced. And it is well known as we results come in, it starts with the smaller administrative areas going into bigger regions where you will need to tabulate from all the polling centers before you'll be able to announce results. A lot of caution was given to the IEC to avoid a repeat of 2016 elections whereby they would make errors and announce two different results. This has been reiterated over and over again. I believe the IEC were taking their time to make sure that results would be announced accordingly and to make sure errors won't be repeated as what transpired in the 2016 elections. They need to be more specific what delay they're talking about.
Duduja, since your party supported President Adama Barrow to win re-election, what are your expectations?
Expectations are not very high. In a sense, a lot of people believe we went into an agreement to get positions to make sure that we will be appointed in government. That is not our ultimate goal. We just want to see a progressive Gambia, a more developed country, taking into account that not a lot of or many positions are available in cabinet. And you don't expect the president to sack all his cabinet and employ new people in cabinet. That's not what we are looking forward to. We want to see his government succeed in serving this country, our Gambia, and delivering to its people, to their basic necessities. You know, when you talk about the energy sector, education, agriculture, tourism, and the list goes on. We want to see improvement in it, and we'll continue to support him to make sure that he achieves that. But in terms of positions and what we'll occupy in government, we're not having very huge or big expectations.
So, Dudu, what role will your party play after supporting the president to win re-election? What role do you anticipate playing in the new or incoming administration if you are not seeking for positions?
Mr. Peter, we're not the only party in the alliance or the Grand Coalition. Many political parties and quite a number of independent aspirants who also supported the cause of the president. Collectively, we're looking at the greater good of the country. We must be united and we must work together closely. Our focus is in the upcoming parliamentary elections and the local government elections that will follow suit. We know being in government is one thing, but parliament has a lot of powers. And in order for government cause to be easy, they must be supported by parliament. Like I said, not many positions are available and we're not the only political party. But we might have a few amongst those. That depends with the president. He has all the powers to appoint people to cabinet and other government positions. But collectively, our role as a party is to support his agenda, his development agenda, moving this country forward.